Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome you back to our Sunday morning broadcast. Now, this month, we've shared four messages, starting with the complete salvation that God alone gives, a second message asking if you have religion or salvation, a third message about the three steps of Christian obedience, and then, of course, last week's message explained what to look for in a church. Now, since we've covered salvation, Christian obedience, and what to look for in a church, we felt it'd be good to share with you a message titled, Why I Am a Baptist. So listen in now as Pastor Reynolds points out why we're Baptists.
This morning I'd like to speak on the subject, Why I Am a Baptist. The Baptist name has a long history, having its start with John the Baptist in the first century. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ, chosen by God to prepare the way of the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 24, Jesus says this concerning John the Baptist. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with a wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gloriously apparelled, and live delicately, are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Now that's what Jesus Christ said about John. I wonder what John said about Jesus. Notice in the book of John chapter 1 verse 29, The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We find this concerning John the Baptist, that he was not a man who was shaken with a wind. That is, John did not waver in preaching the truth, regardless of the consequences. John was immune, we might say, to public opinion. He was not concerned with being politically correct. He was not concerned with being accepted or rejected by the powers that be. John was concerned with doing the will of God and pointing out the real Savior, Jesus Christ. We find this, that while Jesus testified of the character of the man of God, John testified concerning the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Folks, I am a Baptist, but I am not a Baptist by inheritance. I'm not a Baptist because my mother and dad are Baptist. Rather, I am a Baptist because that is what the Bible says. And I use the King James Bible without apology. I believe that is the final authority. Here's the fact, that we are going to be judged by Jesus Christ out of His Word. And the Word that He gives us is the Bible. It's the King James Bible. And so everything that I do, I'm going to have to compare with the King James Bible to find out what God desires and what God wants me to do. Now, when we're concerning about the church and knowing that everybody that's saved ought to be a member and an active participant in one of the Lord's churches somewhere, I would ask you this. What does the Bible say about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to give you four things right quick here. Number one, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus promised that He Himself would build His church. Also, the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, Jesus said that His church would be the pillar and the ground of the truth. Number 3, in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21, Jesus said that his church would give glory to God throughout all ages, world without end. And then number four, Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus promised that his church would be able to prevail against the gates of hell. We know this, that Satan has hated God and everything that God has ever done. And Satan has done all in his power to destroy all of the works of God. But the church of the living God, he will never be able to destroy, simply because Jesus Christ gave his church that promise that the gates of hell would never prevail against his church. Therefore, we know that in every age there has been the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that the church that Jesus established during his own personal ministry has been kept in perpetuity since that time because Jesus promised that it would be so. We know this, that there are many assemblies today, but every assembly will be judged out of the Word of God by Jesus Christ himself. There's a lot of different kinds of denominations in this world today. There is no doubt about that. There's many different breeds and brands of Baptists today. But how can we identify the real church, the true church, that Jesus Christ started during his own personal ministry? And it's very, very simple. It's not a complicated procedure at all. But all you have to do is to take the church and their doctrines and compare those doctrines with the Bible. You see, there is a biblical model for a church that's given in the Word of God. And if the church that you're looking at does not conform to the biblical model of the Scripture, then that church is not one of the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is just the real truth. And frankly, folks, I am not one bit worried. I'm not one bit concerned about anybody that would want to come and check our church out to see if we preach and teach what the Bible says. As a matter of fact, I invite you to do so. I'm not afraid of you coming and checking it out. I want you to do that. Because I know that if you'll look in the Word of God and then compare the teachings and the preachings of Independence Baptist Church, you'll come away saying, that church is doing what God says in His Word. And I want to say right here, there's a lot of non-biblical groups, a lot of denominations, a lot of churches, that so-called churches. Am I saying that they're wicked? Am I saying that they're cursed of God? Not at all. If those organizations are a true witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if they magnify Jesus Christ of the Bible, I believe God is pleased with that. But keep this in mind, that every man-made organization, no matter how righteous their intentions, will sooner or later apostatize. They will be corrupted and go away from the truth because they do not have the promise of Jesus Christ that the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. Know that that's so. That's just a fact. Okay, now, I am not saying that all these non-church groups should just close their doors. I just don't want to have a part of it. Because I want to put my labor of my life into the church that Jesus started during his own personal ministry. Because I'm going to be judged by God himself. I'm going to stand before God and give an account of where my work for him is done. And so I want to be where God wants me to be. And that's as simple and as plain as I know how to put that. But how do you really tell? And there's some things we ought to look at. First of all, if you go back and look at all religious denominations that claim to be Christian, there's some things that they need to meet as criteria to see if they're right or wrong. Number one, does the history of that religious denomination or religious organization start with a man, or does it start with the Son of God? Think of this. Jesus said in the book of Matthew 16:18 that he is going to start his own church. He's going to build his own church, and that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus started his church during his own personal ministry, not on the day of Pentecost. Number two, do these organizations, do they persecute the true church, or do they persecute anybody? And that's not our purpose or goal. Our purpose or goal is never to persecute, but rather to just preach the truth of the Word of God and let people do with it as they will. Think of this. Where did they originate from? Did they come from God Himself, or did they come from something else? Let me ask you this question. When you think about all religious denominations, where were those denominations 100 years ago? What about 500 years ago? Were they around? Were they organized then? Where were those organizations 1,000 years ago, during the Dark Ages, when the darkness of the wicked lay upon the earth? You know, the Bible says in Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church." What Jesus is saying is that 500 years ago, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was here upon this earth. Not only that, but 1,000 years ago, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was here upon this earth. Even during the Dark Ages, when men were wicked and there was a lot of persecution against our Baptist forefathers, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was still upon this earth. Where were all of these denominations 1,500 years ago? But I would ask you this question. Where were all of these different denominations 1,900 years ago? Or I would ask this final question. Where were they 2,000 years ago? If they cannot count their origin from Jesus Christ, then you can know they do not fit the biblical pattern for what a church is. But listen, history is not the final authority. Truly, it's not. We must have a far better testimony than history, because we know that the victors always write the history books. We must have the testimony of Scriptures instead. So I'd ask you these questions. When did the church have its beginning? Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, "I will build my kind of church." Who was the church's founder? Jesus said, "I will build my church." It's plain. Where was that first church organized? Jesus Christ called out his disciples by the shore of Galilee. Of whom is the church comprised? It's comprised of saved, baptized believers who have covenanted together to worship and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. What is taught as the way of salvation? Which salvation is by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-10. What is the proper mode of baptism? The Bible says that it's always been immersion. Never sprinkling or pouring, but it's always been immersion. What is the proper candidate for baptism? Only a believer. A person is never baptized in order to be saved. They're always baptized because they already are. There's many other questions we can consider on this very important subject of what is the right church. But today, I am a Baptist because I believe that is what the Bible teaches, and I'd admonish you to check it out for yourself.
Now, if you have more questions about Independence Baptist Church, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. You may also write to us at Independence Baptist Church, P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. Now, we do have many articles, books, and tracts that Pastor Reynolds has written that we'll gladly send to you. We also want to point out that Independence Baptist Church records our Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night services on CD. Now, these audio CDs are available as part of the ministry of our church. It's not one of those send us $10 for a copy, but instead they are freely made available as a ministry of our church. We do have a few people that actually want copies but want to give us something in return. In that case, the answer to that is that the CDs cost us somewhere around 50 cents to a dollar to make, and that would more than cover our costs. But again, that's not our main goal, not our main purpose. The main thing that we want to do is to spread the word of the Lord, and so that's why we make those CDs available to you. Now, our time is up this week. But be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.